This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, AfterBuzzers and Oncers. Oh my gosh, episode 18 was epic. We found out who the Guardian was. We got a fun dynamic duo we want to break down for you. And the verdict is in. We find out who Lucy's real parents are. We can't wait to break it all down for you, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. Yeah.
Here we go again.
I really want to learn ballet so I can just jam to this song. It'll never get old.
It'll really never get old. This fun little arm thing that we do.
It's creepy, so magical. But it's magical.
Guys, welcome back to another recap here at AfterBuzz TV. It's just the two of us tonight. We are down Carolina and Lanisha. We miss them terribly, but I've got the lovely Steph Sabraw with me. What's going on?
What's up, you guys? I know we miss them, but I'm excited to get some one-on-one time with Allie.
Yeah. And guys, hey, it's Allie Nasty here, and I can't wait to bring you all of the fun, dirty Guardian gossip. I wish Carolina was here because she was wrong. And we're going to totally pick on her next time.
Oh my God, you guys, I want you to troll the comments after this video and let Carolina know she took an L tonight.
All right, and guys, we love her so much. We love Carolina. But we just have a funny ongoing joke because she has been so determined that Lucy's the Guardian.
And she's usually always
right. Yeah, she's our fact checker, our character corner gal. She's always right about these things. But unfortunately, tonight she was wrong. But overall thoughts, what were you thinking about this episode?
I thought it was a great episode. It was probably my favorite in terms of going back to the Enchanted Forest backstory. And then with this new story we've seen, like you've mentioned before, which was a really good point, that we have like the parallel of times and kind of same stories and same lessons being learned, but in a different way. So I really loved it. And it was, I needed Alice's story like this. I was sick of waiting for me to get the good of Alice.
Totally. And I really cannot wait to get into her storyline because it makes the voices make so much more sense about everything and why she was a little quote unquote, air quote, crazy. I was super excited. This episode really pushed the plot along. And obviously we only have a couple episodes left, and it's just really exciting to kind of get the wheels turning on everybody's motives. We're figuring out everything that's going down, and I cannot wait to see where this ends up.
Oh my gosh, I know. I'm like, now I kind of have to, I always kind of thought Alice might be it. We both thought that, but I didn't know. It's changing the way I'm thinking about the rest of the season.
Right. No, definitely. Well, let's just dive right into Alice being the Guardian. So we find out the reason that she's having all these crazy voices is because she's the Guardian and she constantly is trying to guard the sword, the dagger. That's her main purpose?
Yeah.
That's what I was understanding.
Yeah, I think it's a mixture. I think that she possesses a power that we don't understand. Mm-hmm. And Rumple, I've never even heard him speak of someone so highly as he did of Alice, which was really interesting. I really do want to know the extent of what she's capable of. But yeah, she's been guarding this for Rumple, and you can see Weaver in real time being really upset at himself, rightly so. But it's crazy to see the kind of connection they built in the Enchanted Forest.
Right. And that they were friends almost, because there was something that I actually wrote down that they basically fought for each other, because we see the parallel between them where Alice feels like the need to help Rumple only because she thinks it's going to help her heart and help with her being able to be reunited with her dad. And they go to Dr. Facilier and she pulls out the heart. Let's get this straight. For the reason that she had to pull out the heart was because if she was able to do that and not crush it, that proved to Rumple that she was the Guardian, right? Because if she would have crushed it, then it would have proved his theory wrong?
Well, that's a great question for the chat. I thought that he was becoming more like that old Rumpel that we saw, where he really, like, you know, you saw he started getting scaly again, and wanted, made her think that the only way she could trick or she could cure her father was to take someone else's heart, and that in turn that would take out Dr. Facilier for him.
Help us out, because I really wanted to talk to and hear what other people's thoughts were, because that's a great point right there. And then I was just trying to figure out, oh, is he trying to test her to figure out, because I feel like he did a test with Anastasia, like he kind of was trying to figure out if she was the true guardian. He let her go. My other big question, though, is, okay, so if he let Anna go, right, and he's like, whatever, I've got another guardian in my back pocket, we see in this episode that he doesn't, he basically essentially lets Alice go from taking the dagger from him, because he knows internally that would turn her into the Dark One. And
Ivan just said Weaver was testing Alice in the past, and Ivan also brought up a good point that Alice needs to stop taking her pills so that she can be fully awake. So I wasn't sure if she was still taking her pills, you guys. I mean, it makes sense, but who's providing her with the pills?
I think she stopped. I think 100% she stopped, because the only person that was giving them to her was...
Lady T.
Yeah, Lady T was giving her the pills. So I think that that's totally out of the picture. And I think the reason she's having these blackout sessions, like when she ends up places, is because if she's technically the guardian and that's supposed to be, you know, the power of all and in a very good way, a very light type of magic, I think that the reason she showed up at some of these crime scenes is because she's there to protect the people, but then she can't protect them.
Look at Allie go, and you were right. Well, according to Ivan, he was testing Alice because the Guardian...
wouldn't kill.
That makes sense now that I'm thinking about it. The Guardian does have to be the purest of heart, and that is the ultimate test when you have a loved one on the line and you're still not willing to do that. So kudos to Allie. Kudos to Ivan Soto. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Yeah. Well, and I just... It was all just... I was watching this by myself, and I'm thinking, question. I can't wait to bring these all up. Because also, too, when they're in the shrine of Belle, basically, and the Guardian is the only one that can get rid of the sword, I thought that when Belle, back in the realm where time goes really fast or slow, I can't remember what they were.
Yeah, I forgot what that.
But when they looked basically, really nice, though. when Belle was basically passing away, she said that the only way to get rid of it was the Guardian. I was under the impression that if the Guardian was the only one that could destroy the sword. So what happens to the Guardian if they possess... Because I thought that's what she was doing. I thought Alice was just getting rid of it. I didn't realize that she would then become the Dark One.
Same, because it seemed different. I mean, the last time we kind of saw the transfer of the sword was with... Or the dagger was with when it was Rumpel back in the first season. Yes. So I don't remember exactly how it transferred. But I feel the exact same way. When I was watching it happen, I was like, dang, she's really powerful. Like, what the heck is she doing? I thought she was literally destroying it. So when he stopped her, I was like, oh, like, he just doesn't want to lose the power.
Okay, that's what I thought, too.
But we were wrong?
I think we were wrong, because I think he was scared to let Alice, like, become evil, and he started feeling bad, because when Belle was talking to him, when she was about to either destroy the dagger or become the Dark One, Belle was in his head saying, don't do this unless you have all of your great intentions at heart. Don't come after me, kind of thing. That's what he was saying. So I think when he was hearing Belle come back in his head and giving him that kind of like the angel good side, he was like, wow, here I am again, sacrificing somebody else for my own happy ending. I can't do that anymore. And I think that's what stopped him. But I would love to know, guys. I need help here.
I think that's right.
Was Alice going to destroy it, or would she become the Dark One? Please let us know in the chats. If you guys are listening on our podcast, we've got this amazing live chat with a bunch of fans that give us some great information and help us kind of let the wheels turn on that one.
Yeah.
But it was a very Alice and Rumpel heavy story, which, like we said, is very exciting, because one, we all really want to figure out how this heart can be cured, because I want Hook and Alice to be able to be a family again. But then also the whole storyline, we've been wondering how Rumpel's been going about trying to get Belle back, and we haven't seen any progress. So this was a good one.
Yeah, which is his whole purpose of being in this realm.
Right.
I really loved seeing, because I was confused. I'm like, how is he going to get it? I have no idea. And who is he going to choose? And so it's interesting that he's probably, other than Regina, the smartest one in terms of masterminding his plans. So I think there's obvious reasons to him still being, like, I think he does have a true love for Alice, and that's grown, aka Tilly. So I just want to know what his plans are. Like, he seems desperate, and he was his most desperate we've seen all season this episode. But I don't know how he's going to get rid of it without making it someone else's burden for life.
Right.
But someone did in the chat say that they recall them saying that it can be destroyed somehow.
Yeah, and that's what I thought. I thought the Guardian was the only one to destroy it. And that's why I'm like, okay, if Alice is in the middle of destroying it, I thought what you thought, Steph, with if he just was scared to lose that power. But then it was the bell voice in my head that was like, oh, well, then maybe he just doesn't want to sacrifice somebody. Maybe a sacrifice has to be made. So I don't know. That'll definitely be the day when we figure out what all this really means.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I was really racking my brain trying to figure it out, and I couldn't. But also, too, in the real world, in present-day Hyperion Heights, we're kind of seeing, okay, well, he's clearly using Tilly to his advantage to be a friend and to be able to wake him up and all this stuff. But also, if his whole thing is to not sacrifice somebody and try to be the better person finally, he basically sacrificed Henry's life by using the rest of the powder. So both of these stories don't add up.
Yeah, but he did know that. You could see the shame in his face when he did realize, like, it's been Tilly all along guarding this.
Right.
And he just did something so wrong, which is against everything that he was planning against. And someone mentioned it in the beginning that there was two Star Wars references. And I was thinking that this episode, like, very Star Wars-y, very Anakin Skywalker, scared of the future, fears the future, and makes these horrible decisions.
Right. Well, and he'd made many of those tonight. But yeah, actually, now that I think about it, maybe you are right. Maybe even whatever Bell was saying, maybe that was him fighting it, but then he was like, no, like, oh my gosh, this is probably what was happening.
Give it.
This, okay, so Bell was in his mind, right? And he's watching the dagger be crushed, be destroyed. And then he's realizing, I'm not ready to give it up yet. And even though I love Bell, I'm not ready to go to her yet. I still need this power. So he keeps it. And that's kind of a good, like, that's kind of the resemblance of what happened in the present day Hyperion Heights, because he uses that powder, right? And he's like, even though this will save my grandson, just like, even though I could save Bell, the dagger means more to me. And so I think you're right. I think that the dagger is still, Rumple cares more about the dagger than he cares about anybody else.
Yeah, is what it comes down to. I kind of agree with that. I think that Rumple's biggest issue is thinking that he can somehow do it all. So he's dabbling in it all and thinking that it can work out in the end. Like, oh, Henry will find a way. Right. Like, I still love him. Like, I still want him to, like, be alive. But this right now is the most important thing. He just doesn't know how to. You don't know how to plan, Weaver. No,
he definitely, definitely doesn't know how to plan. Well, let's get, now that we're kind of on the Weaver train, we'll jump back to Allison Robin's relationship, obviously, but let's get into, you know, how Weaver and Dr. Facilier are kind of that weird relationship, and how Prince Naveen kind of gets cornered into telling the truth, and Weaver's like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And then he kind of realizes that, oh, this guy's awake because he knows there's a more of a power. So now that they're, I feel like Prince Naveen and Weaver could be in cahoots now. Right?
I don't know if I'm, like, just this season is harder for me to figure out, but Dr. Facilier and Weaver Gold's relationship, and we know what Prince Naveen kind of had, what Dr. Facilier has on Prince Naveen. I don't understand the complexity of Dr. Facilier and Weaver Gold's relationship. I don't get why. I think it's because Dr. Facilier's motives are still not totally decided.
Right.
But I'm confused. I don't know where it's going to go at all, that section.
Right, because what we know is that obviously Dr. Facilier wants the dagger, but we're also confused with, does he actually love Ronnie? You know, that's where my confusion lies right now, because it's like, what do you want more, the dagger or Ronnie? Mm. You can basically only have one. My thing, I don't know, I have this, even though I think Dr. Facilier is crazy and maybe he is like this crazy bad guy, but in the end, what is he going to do with the dagger? Does he want to become the Dark One? Or is he the only way that kind of knows a way to destroy it once and for all?
I doubt that he's that noble that would want to destroy it. That would really surprise me and be like the most awesome thing ever.
Right.
Because, but I just don't, like I said, I feel like he is way more powerful than we are even thinking. Because even Prince Naveen gave us a little hint that he's like, you have no idea
what he's capable of.
And he still needs magic from somewhere else to be able to perform what he did, which we'll talk about. But I think next episode will really lead up to more information on him.
That's true. And I think it's because he's kind of one of those characters that we saw him in a movie before, but we don't know anything else besides that one movie, where there's been we've had so many seasons of other characters to kind of see the direction they could take. So with him, it's really a mystery because we have no idea where this could really lead. And clearly, he has this grander plan because he's killing people that are in his way. So I don't
know. But didn't take the dagger and was honest about that to Regina. Right.
So Ronnie. Maybe he really does love Ronnie.
I would.
Yeah.
I mean, for sure. But also, I don't, like, do voodoo and kill people with needles.
That was crazy. And let's just talk about that. Is that, so obviously, everybody's starting to wake up, whether they like it or not. And we saw a prime, what?
Except for Henry and Rogers.
Yeah, except for freaking Henry and Rogers. But everybody's getting these ideas of, okay, this is kind of happening. Weird stuff's going on. There's this higher power that we don't understand. And that all kind of went down when they found out that Jack died without, like, it was a weird situation going on.
From the inside, he was stabbed with one puncture to the heart from the inside. That's what I don't know, what's that called? The results?
The doctor note? I don't know.
The scrub results.
I clearly don't watch enough medical shows to, like, know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is obviously, everybody's like, well, how did that happen? There's no blood. There's no sign of anything. So that kind of gets their heads turning as well. Which also, can we just take a pause for a moment? Like, pause this. Where's Mother Gothel? She's not dead yet. She hasn't closed out her story.
Oh, yeah. So, we still have that episode that...
The
Emma.
Crazy one.
Yeah.
Yeah. To figure out her whole backstory.
It has to be next episode, because I think these next few episodes do have to bring in the dark sort of players that we have right now, which is Mother Gothel, Dr. Facilier.
And Weaver. They're all kind of fighting over this dagger.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I don't know. It's all just, it's confusing because you have people that want the dagger, but then you don't know if Rumple really... if you guys know, has anybody in the chat knowing whether or not Rumple tried to save Alice or get rid of the dagger? That is my biggest question. It's really confusing me right now. I don't understand. I just want to know that question, and I feel like that could really
help. In terms of Dr. Facilier, Warren Walker said, I think Facilier wants to be the Dark One and wants Regina to be evil again, but I don't know what his end game could even be with that story. Right. Which is interesting that, like, obviously he is turned on by Ronnie's more, like, evil side. Right. So I could see that being a play in it. But yeah, Drew is warning us that he isn't a good guy, though. And he told Rogers to his face that you have no idea what you're messing with.
Right. And he's his little puppet right now. And he has nothing. He has no way to control it. And he was even in the crime scene, which is crazy. That's scary.
Really scary. I know. We just have to, like, set aside, like, normal legal procedures in the show, because a lot of things have swooped by Rogers.
Seriously, so many things. Roger's just like, do, what's going on? I have no idea. And also, like, how unethical is it when legitimately Henry just says, well, I'm the one that helped you find Jack in the first place. Let me go to the crime scene and take a piece of the evidence. Like, how crazy. Obviously, it was a huge piece, and I'm really glad he got it. Because I thought for some reason Jack would have, like, shredded it or, like, burned it or something afterwards.
Well, clearly.
I mean, he didn't have time to do that, but.
Yeah, and he was manipulative and had sort of a mastermind, but he wasn't that smart. Like, we saw he left his entire diary of annotated killing notes.
Just in a locker, some random place where he had one of his instances. Yeah, he wasn't the smartest.
No.
I'm still thinking, it's so funny, I still constantly think that, like, random people are going to come back from the dead, like, and they're just going to pop up and be like, just kidding, like, I wasn't here, like, Hansel, like, just randomly will be back.
Once upon a time.
I mean, even though his, like, heart was punctured and they said he was dead, I feel like for some reason Dr. Facilier can bring him back and use him as, like, a puppet to do stuff.
Creepy.
So creepy. Yeah, I don't really know. Which also is kind of creepy is the whole, like, Henry and Jacinda finding out. This is kind of a big deal. They find out that they're Lucy's parents, but have no idea this happened.
No recollection of sexual intercourse. And all of a sudden you have a living, breathing child who has told y'all that he is her daddy.
Like, this is a weird, crazy concept.
It's getting blown over really casually, but it's not casual
at all. It's not casual at all. This whole time, poor Lucy has been harping to them, you are my dad. You are my mom. You were Cinderella and Henry. Like, you guys, like, all the things that are in the story, it is your life. It is everything that you, that is you, that you, I'm your child. What a crazy, mind-blowing thing that they have all of a sudden found this piece of paper that says, biologically, you are the father. It's like, Maury, you are the father. What is that? What was that show?
Maury. Yeah. It was that show. He announced his own Maury show. It was crazy. Kanye told us we have to listen to the kids. We should have been listening to Lucy this whole time. She has a total understanding of what's happening. And that will be really crazy to see, because the episode ended right after that, right? That was the final scene. So I want to know how that's going to open up, because that's weird.
Really weird.
Especially Jacinda. Like, from Jacinda's standpoint, like, she just raised this child, literally birthed this child, and now it's finding out that somehow it wasn't the father she thought for 9 years.
Well, also crazy this, like, this is even crazier. Not only is the dad somebody different that she didn't even know, like, 4 months ago, or however long the timeline the timeline, she doesn't understand. Then, the guy that she originally thought was the father turns out to be a serial killer.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Like, this poor lady has been through so much turmoil. And then, finally, after, you know, wanting to finally be with Henry, then we have Lucy jumping in the middle of them and saying, you can't kiss anymore. You know, like, what a crazy concept of what's going on in her mind.
I know, because Jacinda's like, this is my daughter. I've raised her my whole, this whole existence of what I can remember, but this changes everything. I just don't know how they're going to normalize. I feel like this means that next episode, like, they have to wake up. And I think Henry is not woken up at all, but he's starting to realize, like, maybe Jack had a point. Like, maybe something of his crazy statements were true. Now with this Dr. Facilier thing, he knows that he was killed with a needle. Jack was killed with a needle. Like, some things,
it's just
gotta turn.
Totally. But what's even crazier is the fact that this curse is so deep that nothing is jiggering these characters' memories to wake up. Which is mind-blowing, because every time in a curse before this, there's been instances where people have slowly but surely woken up. But so far, we only have a couple of people that were almost, it seems like they've been awake for, like, a while, you know? There's been no new prospects of just waking up randomly. And we don't even really know if Alice is awake yet, which I don't think she is.
No.
She's not.
No, she's not. Because there's no way she wouldn't take advantage of having Rogers there.
That's true. That's so true.
And that part of the curse being broken.
Which that's definitely a happier, lighter side of the story, which is really fun. And you know, it's also very fun and helps you learn and grow in all areas of your life. We've got the perfect podcast for you.
Tell us.
Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and so much more. Let our Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos. And guys, it's free. Just be sure to rate and comment and let Maria know that the Onceer girls are the ones that brought you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Go check it out. And guess what? You will hear our lovely lady, Steph Sabra, on this week's podcast. So that is very exciting. Do you want to talk about who did you interview today?
Well, I also cover the HBO show Barry, which is an awesome show if you guys are into that kind of dark comedy. And Paula Newsome, which is one of the main characters, was there. And she'll also be back at the AfterBuzz Studios next Monday. So it was awesome. I mean, Maria, there's so much to learn from her. It's such a great podcast. Like, we all are TV junkies, and it's, like, the one podcast I kind of am like, yes, okay, outside of TV film world, let's get it.
It's so fun, and she legitimately is amazing in all aspects of her life. So please go download it, and it's so much fun. It's such an easy listen. Pop in the earbuds when you're going shopping. It's like you got your friends with you. Yeah. So go download it right now. And of course, because I love Lady Steph Sabra's on this week's as well.
Thank you. Thank you. I follow after my very own Disney princess, Allie.
I got my queen. Queen witch. Queen witch. Speaking of witches and all things Zelina's family, we've got Robin and Alice hot and heavy. And it was really fun. We wanted to see how they kind of... their relationship blossomed, and we really got to see that this episode.
Yes, I loved it. I was kind of concerned about, like, their past realm type of relationship, because right. Their lines were getting kind of awkward, but they really were adorable, and I really love how they've used Alice as kind of, like, a vehicle to talk about people struggling with, like, emotional issues or depression or, like, fighting different voices in your head, right. So to speak. And having someone like Robin be like, I'm not going to get tired of that. Like, it's okay. Like, we're not perfect. And I legitimately love that. Like, that was one of the few times in this show, because it's so, like, light and stuff, where I'm like, this is a deep relationship.
It totally is. And they both have, like you just mentioned, they have so many struggles that they've gone through and so many complexes, but Robin has been there to be like, calm down, I'm going to be there for you even if you run away from me in the middle of a date, you know? It's a little alarming and upsetting, and she's obviously like, I thought you didn't like me, but then they're able to work it out, which sometimes in TV shows it's a little hard to see relationships like that communicate so quickly after having something drastic happen. They usually wait, you know, an episode or two before they're talking with their friends first before they talk to their significant mm-hmm. other. So I thought that was really nice, and I like how they're really letting this grow, and you can see the immediate connection, and you can really see how they are there and for each other and love each other.
They're so freaking cute.
They're really cute.
Do you guys like them? Is this your favorite couple? Because this is my favorite couple of the season.
I
think it's
fine. I want to see them get married.
Yeah.
What if that's how Storybrooke ends or whatever? It's like the guardian gets married.
Yes.
That would be amazing.
I would love that.
That would be so much fun. I guess I'm just really confused about Alice and the whole guardians thing. Because if she has this grander power, I'm sorry, I'm jumping off.
No, it's important. I think she's very complex, and she even brings up Wonderland and her travels there. So I think we will get more, and we do need more.
Right. But also what's crazy is, if she's the guardian, how is it so easy to poison her heart? Well, I guess it's poison. It's not magic. Like, you can't help poison.
Yeah. Oh, how did...
Because you know how the Mother Gothel poisoned their hearts, mm-hmm. so then she can't be around Nook? But or Rogers, Nook.
I like Nook.
Nook is fun. So I don't know. I guess that's just where I'm confused, because if she has this, like, all power, like, holier, like, huge power, how is she not able to? I guess she doesn't know what she's capable of. So someone needs to help her out.
It would be really great if maybe they somehow transferred the dagger to Mother Gothel and then destroyed them both at the same time.
That would be amazing. That is your prediction. That is a, that it would be, that would
but
make
sense
almost. But
I feel like
almost.
The moment she grabs that power, it'll be like Hades has just taken over. Well, not the old Hades we know in this show, who I did
love. Oh, true.
Love.
Which, wait, really quick, speaking of all of that, I actually for a second forgot about their son, Belle and Rumpel's son.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's apparently in college now.
He's traveling.
Yeah, he's traveling, and it's just crazy because he's legitimately had two lives because he doesn't remember anything.
Are you guys from talking about Gideon? Is that right?
Yes, Gideon.
I looked it up.
No, thanks, Jeff. Yeah, Gideon, he like has had a whole other life. He used to be evil as all get out.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, I guess this show shows you that anybody has a chance for redemption.
They were saying Roger's heart is
poisoned, not Alice.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks for keeping me
we
on
knew that.
The straight and narrow. I knew it. I guess they're both poisoned to stay away from each other.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, but, it is, it's a lose-lose.
Right. And when Rumpel was kind of making Alice destroy / take over the sword, we don't know yet. Did he let her know that she's the guardian? Like, does she know she has this crazy power?
I don't think he debriefed her on the extent of the powers.
Because someone needs to give the girl a hint saying, you are the guardian, this is what you're capable of.
But he did say, I've been searching for someone like you, and I haven't, basically said, I haven't met someone this powerful that can hold this ability, except for you.
That's true.
I think they do. I think that's giving us a backstory that he has kind of given her that idea. I don't think she knows the extent of what darkness can take over, like.
Right, and how easy and fast.
Yeah.
Because we kind of saw that with Emma Swan last season, how kind of fast. Yeah, I mean, that was scary. I didn't like seeing Emma Swan like that.
No. I will not remember her as Dark Swan.
Yeah, no, not at all. Man, yeah. So much really did happen. I'm really glad we kind of got these progressions towards the answers of what we've been searching for this whole season. And I was on the edge of my seat ready for next week's episode after seeing Jacinda and Henry look at each other like, whoa, we got a baby.
Yes.
The results are in.
Yeah.
I'm the father.
I can't wait. Like, that was like that was like the most climactic ending where I'm like, you can't end here. Yeah. What are you doing?
I was not ready for it. And then you hear like the end credits and I'm like, no, I have to wait a whole another week. How are we going to feel when it's over? I'm going to cry so hard.
It'll be really sad, you guys.
I'm going to be so depressed. I don't like it. We won't talk about it. We still have a couple episodes before that happens. But I think that kind of covers the whole episode. Do you have any last thoughts, Steph?
No.
I think that pretty much covers it. Thanks for letting us, you know, go through, kind of put the pieces together. And if you guys have anything, any answers, please comment, because I want to know about this whole guardian sword thing. I want to know if Rumpel meant for her to destroy it or take it over. I'm still a little iffy there. Maybe I missed something and I'm sorry about it.
Yeah, definitely comment.
Yeah.
After you like the video, you like the video.
And subscribe on iTunes. We do this as a podcast as well. If you're listening on YouTube, you can download it and just listen to it in your car, and it's easy, fun. And once it's downloaded, I think it's just like a song, so you don't have to like.
Oh,
it
goes
get
directly
buffer.
To your iTunes podcast.
Yeah, so make sure, and then just like, you know, while you're there, you might as well rate and give us a thumbs up and let us know what you want to hear every week until the season's over, which is really depressing. But with that being said, let's get into the dynamic duo of this week's episode. Oh. All right. We actually decided we both have different dynamic duos this week. I was saying Alice and Rumpel because they actually kind of both helped each other out, and it was a really interesting dynamic. And I also had to remind myself that they've hung out before. They went to Wonderland together. They've done a lot of things that we just haven't seen yet. Or was it, did they mention that they used to hang out in Wonderland when he came to ask for help? Like, Wonderland happened before she was settled in the Enchanted Forest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think that they have a lot of history, and it's going to be really interesting to see how this friendship grows, and the fact that this is the one time we've kind of seen Rumpel really save somebody else this drastically, where he is about to kind of win, you know, he kind of came out on top. So I thought that was pretty dynamic of them.
Yeah, I respect your decision. I think they're a really cute relationship, and Rumpel needs someone like as sweet and pure as Alice. Mm-hmm. I definitely have to go with Alice and Robin, aka Tilly and Margot. They are just they really moved me. They were so, like I said, they brought up really serious subjects in a really cute and smart way. It was just written really well, and I just think they have genuine chemistry, and they're really dang cute, and I'm shipping the heck out of them.
Yes, I love that stuff. I when you brought that up, I'm like, duh, why did I think that in the first place? But I had to like stand behind the Allison and Rumpel relationship because I thought
pivotal.
It was, yeah, I thought it was crazy to see this be such a really harsh connection, considering the fact that obviously, the crocodile and Hook have such bad history, so it's really interesting to see that Hook's daughter would be one that would be the closest with the crocodile. Mm-hmm. You know, they mm-hmm. have a friendship, which is really interesting. But yeah, this episode was so great. And guys, thank you so much every week for joining and commenting and chatting. I would love for Steph, if there's someone in the chat that's been super active tonight, I would love to give them a shout out because you guys deserve it. And we're so appreciative of everything that you guys say, all your thoughts. We really take them to heart. I do read the comments. Someone helped me out last week by saying it's, Perilla, and I'm really sorry I said Perilla. I'm really sorry. You helped me out there. Thank you guys.
Yeah, Ivan Soto's done. Oh, yes.
Of the week.
I love this jam.
I do too.
Okay, speaking of corrections, Ivan Soto's done a lot of good corrections. I think he's taking us a little too literally, but I appreciate your corrections. I actually really do love it, Ivan. Thank you for always being here every week. We also have Crockett Meow, love the name.
Ooh, fun.
And Rebecca War Hero 99. We have a bunch of people in the chat right now. You guys are really awesome. We love when you join. Adam Morales, shout out Warren Walker. Thank you guys for joining us.
Yes, thank you. And please join us every week. And like I said, send us your predictions. It's really fun to see the different theories that you guys have because it kind of makes me start, well, not second guessing, but thinking, whoa, I need to think of this in a different way. Back up. Let's see what's going on yeah. here. But speaking of predictions, let's get into
ooh.
Them. Alrighty, Steph, take it away.
Okay. Well, I kind of try to, like, see what the next title is and get an idea. Next title is Flower Child, so I have zero idea what that really...
Really?
Yeah,
I think that has to do with Mother Gothel. Flower Child,
oh,
right?
Oh, because nature.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, okay, if it's Mother Gothel's episode, I'm gonna flip. I've been waiting for this episode ever since you said it. I'm so excited about that. But just initial predictions, what I think. I think Henry and Jacinda have to make some sort of movement forward. Regina has to find a different way to cure Henry from this curse, the results of it. And I do think it is time for Mother Gothel to come back and kind of seeing what she's been doing this whole time that this whole Jack witch killer
right.
backstory has been going on.
Because it is weird that she kind of just disappeared during a huge pivotal moment of the witch killer, the one that's been killing everybody that we thought she was kind of egging on to do mm-hmm. is gone now and out
she's
of the picture.
She's plotting.
She's totally plotting. I'm really interested. My predictions is that... Oh, man. I kind of have this weird feeling, and I know we've been constantly reminded that Dr. Facilier is actually terrible, but I, for some reason, feel like he'd be the one to destroy this curse. Like, he has some sort of weird goodness about him that maybe he won't necessarily destroy the curse or destroy the dagger in ways that are conventional, but he's going to do it in a way that's going to help him maybe be with Regina. You know, like, maybe he's kind of secretly doing this all for Regina, so it seems nice and cute, but it's, like, in the most manipulative, crazy way possible. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with that. I just feel like he has too many weird, like, he's gonna help out in more ways than we expect, because right now, we're kind of lost with what Weaver's going. Ronnie doesn't really know where to go. He's the only one with any power that could really progress and get them out of the Hyperion Heights.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm going with that. We'll see what happens, and I cannot wait to break it all down. Yeah, it's going to be a bumpy ride. We're going on a roller coaster. I can't wait to chat about it next week with you guys. But in the meantime, where can they find you on social media, Steph?
I just realized we only have two episodes left. I'm freaking out.
Wait,
yeah.
Is it really two episodes?
I believe so.
I know, I think there's more. It's only 18. I think there's 23, right?
I don't know. I just am looking at the. I'm caught off guard if that's the case. I'm sorry if I announced that. I just saw, like, only to episode 20. I'm freaking out. I'm Sessa Bravo. Sorry if that's a mistake. Gotcha. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at SevSabra. You control me for making that mistake if it's a mistake.
Hey guys, Ali Nasta here. Find me on Twitter at Ali Nasta and on Instagram at Ali Girl. And we will see you guys next week. Thanks so much.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.